USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is postponing a meeting that was supposed to go over data from trials of COVID-19 vaccines in young kids. The agency saying it needs more time to consider new data and allow for transparent public discussion as they mull over approval for the vaccines. This comes after Pfizer delayed their request to the FDA to authorize the vaccine for children under 5 years old. A Canadian judge says he would grant police permission to forcibly remove a group of protesters who have choked off most access to a U.S.-Canada trade corridor. This as President Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau have been talking about the ongoing blockade of the key bridges. The White House saying Trudeau promised a quick action to enforce laws and restore the open passage of the crossings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Nita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Senate is sending a bill to President Biden's desk.
The Senate has followed the House in passing a measure that would end forced arbitration clauses for victims of workplace sexual assault and harassment. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
For decades, arbitration clauses have been routinely tucked into the fine print of employment contracts. Today, they impact about 60 million Americans, and many people may not even realize such clauses affect them until it is too late.
The bill now heads to President Biden for him to sign. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Elon Musk says he's confident the next generation Starship rocket will be at the end of the year. SpaceX has nearly a $3 billion contract with NASA to use the mega rocket to bring astronauts and cargo to the moon by 2025. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Rising inflation and problems with supply chain remain some of the biggest challenges for President Biden, as Republicans blame the administration's spending over the last year for the uptick in all-around prices.
We, as Americans, are facing the highest spike in prices in 40 years. We've surpassed $30 trillion in debt. Businesses have a chronic worker shortage. And then, of course, the supply chain crisis is nowhere to an end, and it's all the result of Biden's economy.
Missouri Republican Congressman Jason Smith weighing in on Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria. The Biden administration is pushing the president's Build Back Better package as a way to ease the weight of inflation by cutting costs for child care and prescription drugs. Los Angeles Rams offensive tackle Andrew Whitworth receives the NFL 2020 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
You can invest your time, you can invest your finances, or you can invest your voice. Doesn't matter which. We just have to keep investing in each other. Let your heart lead you all the way.
The Walter Payton Man of the Year Award goes each year to the player admired not just for success on the field, but also charitable work. Whitworth and the Rams will be in action Sunday night in Super Bowl 56 against the Cincinnati Bengals. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.